This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Justice Suryakant today took oath as the 53rd Chief Justice of India. President Draupadi Murmu administered the oath of office to Justice Suryakant at Rashtrapati Bhavan this morning.
मैं सूर्यकांत
जो भारत के उच्चतम न्यायालय का मुख्य न्यायमूर्ति नियुक्त हुआ हूँ
जो भारत के उच्चतम न्यायालय का मुख्य न्यायमूर्ति नियुक्त हुआ हूँ ईश्वर की शपथ लेता हूँ कि मैं विधि द्वारा स्थापित भारत के संविधान के प्रति सच्ची श्रद्धा और निष्ठा रखूँगा मैं भारत की प्रभुता और अखंडता अक्षुण रखूँगा तथा मैं सम्यक प्रकार से और श्रद्धापूर्वक तथा अपनी पूरी योग्यता ज्ञान और विवेक से अपने पद के कर्तव्यों का भय या पक्षपात अनुराग या द्वेष के बिना पालन करूंगा तथा मैं संविधान और विधियों की मर्यादा बनाए रखूंगा
Justice Suryakant has succeeded Justice B.R. Gawai, who demitted office yesterday. Justice Suryakant will have a tenure of around 15 months as the Chief Justice of India. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, and Union Ministers including Amit Shah, Rajnath Singh, J.P. Nadda, and other dignitaries were present during the oath-taking ceremony. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has hailed the successful conduct of the Johannesburg G20 summit, saying it will contribute to a prosperous and sustainable planet. In a social media post, Mr. Modi also thanked the people of South Africa, the President Cyril Ramaphosa, and the government of South Africa for organizing the summit. Prime Minister said his meetings and interactions with world leaders were very fruitful and will deepen India's bilateral linkages with various nations. Mr. Modi returned to New Delhi this morning after attending the two-day G20 Leaders Summit in Johannesburg. The Indian Navy today commissioned INS Mahe, the first vessel of the Mahe-class anti-submarine warfare shallow water craft, at the Naval Dockyard in Mumbai. Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi presided over the ceremony as the chief guest, marking a significant milestone in the induction of a new generation of indigenous shallow water combatants. Built by Cochin Shipyard Limited, INS Mahe stands as a testament to the growing capabilities of country's shipbuilding ecosystem under the Atmanirbhar Bharat initiative. With over 80% indigenous content, the vessel reflects the nation's technological progress in warship design, construction and systems integration. Speaking at the event, General Upendra Dwivedi emphasized that the true strength of the armed forces lies in synergy.
Today's ceremony not only marks the induction of a potent new platform to our maritime order of battle, but also reaffirms our nation's increasing capability to design, construct, and field complex combatants with indigenous technology. Named after the historic coastal town of Mahe, a symbol of India's maritime legacy, the ship embodies the spirit of innovation and service. The commissioning of INS Mahe reaffirms the Navy's steadfast transformation into builder's navy, one that designs, constructs and sustains its own combat platforms.
The 350th martyrdom day of the ninth Guru of Sikhs, Guru Tegh Bahadur, is being observed today. He was executed on the orders of the Mughal Emperor Aurangzeb in the year 1675. The day is widely known as the Shahidi Divas. Guru Tegh Bahadur travelled across the country preaching Guru Nanak Dev's teachings, composing 116 Shabads and 15 Ragas, and his teachings have been included in the Adi Granth. President Draupadi Murmu paid tribute to Guru Tegh Bahadur on the occasion of his Martyrdom Day, praising his sacrifice for protecting righteousness, humanity and truth. Indian stock markets started the week on a positive note today, supported by buying in global markets. The Sensex was trading at 85,436, up 204 points, while the Nifty stood at 26,135, higher by 67 points. In men's cricket, India was 102 for 4 in its first innings against South Africa on day 3 of the second and final test played at Barasapara Cricket Stadium in Guwahati. At tea break, India trailed by 387 runs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.